Once again, time for our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show with John and Teresa Witte. And Teresa, John's back.
He's hey, here Paul. Today.
Been gone for a couple of weeks, John.
Yeah.
We missed you.
Busy guy.
Been out slacking.
Teresa does a good job solo.
She does.
Yep. Oh, but I do much better with him here.
You do. Well,
That came pretty quick, Paul.
We're a good team.
Yep. But you do come up with some great subjects, Teresa. So.
Well, yeah, wait till you hear this one, Paul.
Yeah, I've been waiting all week since you told me at the fair what was going on. How'd you like the fair first?
Oh, of course I loved it.
It was awesome. I imagine there was more people there than I've ever seen. You know,
That Saturday.
If they've gotten numbers yet or what, but boy, that was a good fair.
It's a beautiful weekend for the fair, right. And it's just always good to see all the people and eat all the food, and it's a good time.
Yep. All right. I'm sorry I didn't cut you off because I know you have some big news.
I'm so ashamed, which I always tell my people, don't be. So I'm telling you this so that you know this can happen to anyone.
Even experts.
I got scammed.
No, say it ain't so.
I did. Yeah. I did. And, you know, technically, this wasn't a computer issue, but I always talk about getting scammed.
Right.
You know, people get scammed. They bring in their computers all the time, and I help them out, and I, you know, console them, and I know what we need to do and who they need to call and how to handle the computers and all of that stuff. So,
did John console you then?
I'm not as good as she is.
He didn't yell at me. He just shook his head.
So you got scammed, Teresa.
I got a phone call. Well, earlier in the day, I got a phone call from this guy, and I said, hello? And he said, why you keep calling me? Who is this? I said, I don't know. You called me. Oh. Who are you? You keep calling me. Why do you keep calling me? I said, I don't know what you're talking about, and I think you have the wrong number. And he calmed down, and he said, oh, I've been getting calls from this number for 2 days, and it must be a scam because it's coming from your number, but I know it's not you because it was somebody else's voice, you know?
Yeah.
So somehow they had spoofed my number and used it to make these calls.
Okay, gotcha. I'm following.
So then that evening, I get a call from
quote unquote,
Verizon. Now, my first clue should have been that my phone didn't say Verizon. It was just a phone number. But they said, this is Verizon calling the fraud department, and we're calling to let you know that there's been some fraudulent activity on your account. And I thought, of course there has. That's what I found out earlier today when this guy called me, right?
Mm.
And so I just fell for it. Hook, line, and sinker. I gave them all the information they wanted. Fortunately.
So they could fix the problem.
Yep. And fortunately, I didn't give them any credit card information or any banking information, anything like that. It was just regarding my account, my Verizon account.
What were they asking for?
Well, you know, they were asking for all the verification information, and they're like, okay, we're going to send you a text, and then we need that verification code, so you read that back to me. And then I got a text, and where was a verification code, and so I read it back to them. But you know what the very first thing on top of that text says?
What?
Verizon will never call you and ask for this code.
Oh.
Yeah. But I didn't read that because I was just thinking, oh, I got to get this fixed. Well, what happened, these were the people who were scamming me. The people who called and said they were from the fraud department were the fraudulent ones. And they were doing things in my account that required permission. So I was giving them that permission. Oh. And, oh, frustrating.
When did you realize that?
Not until the very end of the call when they said, all right, so your account will be locked for the next 48 to 72 hours. I said, does that mean I'm not going to be able to use my phone? Oh, no, your phone will work fine, but you won't be able to log into your online account and see your account online.
Mm.
Another red flag.
So that was what made me, at this point, I had given them everything. And so we hung up. And I said, John, I think I just been scammed. And so I called Verizon. Well, they were closed.
It was after hours, and they don't do support, you know, after hours. Which I was surprised to see. I thought that a big company like them would have 24/7. But
So the next morning, I had to call and tell them everything. That, yep, they spent $5,000 against my account. They opened 3 new phone numbers on my line, and they ordered, I don't know how many.
Couple iPhones.
iPhones. And, yeah. And, of course, Verizon was really great, and they took all my information and they canceled everything, and I didn't lose any money. Oh. I don't have automatic payment on my account, so I don't have a credit card listed.
Right.
If I did, they would have had that information also. Yeah. But
that,
I didn't.
That's on a website sort of say, do you want us to keep this credit card information? Is that what you're talking about?
Yep.
I always wonder about that too when I'm typing in my credit card, and then it asks, do you want to save your credit card on this site?
Yep.
You shouldn't.
Right. Okay. Right. I don't think you should. Yep. But, you know, but I do a lot of automatic payments. And so they have my credit card information.
Okay.
So, you know, I.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not quite a story, Teresa.
Yeah. It was so, oh. And then, so I was talking to this guy and I said, you know, the darnest thing is I go on the radio every week and I tell people constantly how not to get scammed. And he thought that was so funny. he says, you have a radio show? And I said, well, yeah. And he said, I'm talking to somebody famous. And I laughed. I said, you don't know how small my town is.
But we have big coverage.
Yes,
yeah,
we do.
Yeah, well, he was in Mexico. He was going to look it up online.
So, so you handled it correctly to call Verizon.
Yep, and I did call my bank right away. And just to, you know, just to cover my bases, even though I was pretty sure nothing was going to be wrong there. And
but you know, in that 12-hour span from that evening until the next morning when we would be able to do banking, they could have spent a lot of money had they had that information.
I have so many questions. So since they didn't have your credit card, how were they purchasing these
on my account? So I would have been on the...
Oh, yeah, and been billed for it.
I would have been billed for it. Okay. But here's the thing that they said. They said, when you order a cell phone and it comes really fast? Did you ever order a new cell phone and it comes like within 2 days? I mean, they come really fast. They get that order and they fill it and it's out the door. Mm-hmm. And so what they wanted was to keep me off my account for those 48 to 72 hours so that phone could get mailed out.
Oh.
And because they had changed the... everything, and they had changed my password, so I couldn't get into my account. And you know, they had changed everything. And but if I had tried to get into my account, I wouldn't have been able to. But they said I shouldn't be, you know.
Yeah.
So I would have been like, oh yeah, okay. Well, they said it wouldn't work for 48 to 72 hours. You know, so that's what they hoped. But anyways, the people at Verizon told me that they probably will get the phones. It won't be charged to you. And we'll lock the phones so that when they get them, they won't be able to use them.
Oh, wow.
But what they will do is turn around and sell those phones on eBay or Facebook Marketplace. And so the poor sucker that does buy them won't be able to use them.
We'll get a phone that's locked and they'll never be able to use it. And plus, they might get a visit from the police.
No. And you know what? That's like common. This is... They know this happens. It happens all the time. Yeah. They know how to handle it. But basically, they get away with it. And that makes me so mad.
Yeah. That was pretty clever, though. They call you in the morning yelling while you're
calling. And I don't know if that was related or not.
Okay.
I really don't. Because I talked to Verizon about that. And they didn't really have an answer for me on that.
What did you think, John, when you first heard?
Oh, boy. No, she was, once... We kind of made the realization that it was likely a scam. There was some weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Oh, there was no weeping.
Not that bad.
I was not crying. I was mad.
She was mad. That's the gnashing of teeth.
And I was mad at myself mostly because I fell for this. But I knew what to do, and I wasn't, upset about it as far as, oh, no, we're going to lose a bunch of money. I knew it would be fine because I know how these things work.
Yeah.
And as long as, I'm diligent and I follow up on stuff.
Well, now when people come into you to talk and have that experience, you have that experience.
I do. And I always tell people it happens to so many people. It didn't happen to you because you're stupid or because you're careless or, because people, they really do. I felt ashamed. I'm like, I can't believe I let this happen to me. but they're really good.
Yeah, they get you off guard and they get you worked up. And I got a call back too later that evening too.
Yeah, because he's on the account too. Oh.
And they said, just want to inform you that your phone has been suspended for 24 to 48 hours.
Why?
And I, well, that's, they said, well,
due to. The scammers did that.
Yeah, you know, scammers had done that. And so I said, well, I know my wife has been working with, you know, somebody on that. That was before we were into realization. Yeah. And so I said, we'll just take care of it in the morning. You know, that's all I said. And that was that.
Okay.
But yeah, they knew good. A lot about us.
Wow. Well, Teresa, I want to thank you for being open with us on that.
Yes, yes. And I have to be vulnerable, right? Yeah.
Well, I've been scammed too, so I think everyone has.
I think, and if you haven't, you will be, unfortunately, in this day and age.
So. Doggone it. I thought I wouldn't be.
Yeah.
Thought I was too smart for them.
Yeah.
No. Nope.
Well, look, it made it a great show to talk about.
Yeah, that's right.
Probably one of the best shows we've done.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, thanks for being honest and open.
Hey, you know what I should have done?
What's that?
Number one, what I should have done is said, oh, you're Verizon? Okay, I will call you back. And then I would have looked up the phone number and called them back.
Oh.
And then, you know, I'm sure they would have really tried hard to talk me out of it. Yep. But if I really had my wits about me, I would have known that it wouldn't have been a problem for me to call them back.
Mm-hmm.
So in closing here, Verizon, will they ever call you? Or Verizon, if, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, I imagine they would if there was something. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, they would have to get a hold of you if there was fraudulent activity. But
or do you get emails from Verizon officially?
Well, I get text messages from them. Yeah, but if I had read that one, it would have said that they would never ask me for that information. You know, it just.
Just pay attention, right?
Yep. Yep.
All right. Thanks a lot. And, well, we'll see you next time, right?
Yeah.
You're coming back, right?
We're coming back. In the meantime, if you want to see us, you can stop in at our Main Street Madison store or give us a call at 320-698-4747.
Or send us an email, support@ruralsolutions.com.
All right, thanks, guys, for coming in. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, Paul.
John and Teresa Whitty with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.